עלי אישור, חלק בייס, תו קוף טס, פרגרף בייס. הכוח הנגדי ליראה הוא בעיטה. We established that the opposing force to ליראה is something called בעיטה, which is a form of rebellion. אין זה שנאה, it's not hatred. עניין אחר יש בה, something else, a different concept. כך גרסינו בסנהדרין לצדי א' עמוד בייס. פיימס גמורה, ואומר לי אנטונינוס לרבי, יאוסטים, מאימוסי יצא הרע שלט באדם. From which point is it that Yetzirah dominates a person, Mishas Yetzirah, Mishas Yetzi'ah, at the time of conception or at the time of birth? Omalei Mishas Yetzirah, so Rebbe initially felt from conception. Omalei Imken Bo'et Bim'eimo V'yetze, Antoninus said it can't be, because if so, the fetus would kick and emerge. Ela Mishas Yetzirah. And Rebbe accepted this. It's rather at the time of birth. Omar Rebbe davaze limidani Antoninus. That's what he taught me. I accepted it. Omikra mesayoi. There's a hint to it in the pasuk. Shenema la pesach chatasovets. When Hashem speaks to Cain, sin crouches at the door. You know, when the person emerges, gam ze koyach pil'i. It's something wondrous in the sense of irrational. Eichaya haubar boet bimov yitzimarechem. How could the fetus kick and emerge, halaya nefel, it's suicide. Harei ze koyach she'eino suvel yos b'shusarim. The answer is that this, it is an irrational force. It's a force that prevents the person from any sort of submission to anyone else. Afilu lo yibegeder ubar yerech imoy, not even as a fetus, within its mother. Koyach hadoychef lios atzma'i b'chol mechir. It's a power that drives a person to be autonomous, to be free in all circumstances, at all cost, belizi kavish yabud lachrim, without any sort of commitments to others, any connection. Zeh beita, that's the force we're speaking about. Shigam him yisoid hazarus, it's also part of the original force of alienation that we spoke about earlier in the chapter. וכי פשוטי, like the pasuk in Tehillim Nunche says, זהירו רשעים מרחם ממש. The רשעים are driven from the womb. כל פריקס אויל וכל הסמרדוס נבס מכוח זה. Any, of course, we're speaking about the extreme form of it, but any type of פריקס אויל, of casting off the yoke, or any type of rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu stems from this. וראה עד היכן הדברים מגיעים. Again, to see how far this goes, the pasuk says, וירא השם כי רבה רעס האדם בארץ. Hashem saw that the evil of man was great. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. The thoughts are evil. Vayinochem Hashem ki asayas adam ba'aretz. What's vayinochem? Rashi explains, nechama hayis alefan. At least he had some consolation. Sheberoi batachtonim. So that's how you read it. Vayinochem Hashem ki asayas adam ba'aretz. There was a nechama that at least mankind was created in the physical realm. She'ilu haya min ha'elyonim haya mamridan. The consolation Hashem had is that at least he created him here. Had he created Adam in the spiritual realm, he would have caused the malachim to rebel. The author explains, ilu haya ha'adam min ha'elyonim haya b'liguf. Had he been part of the spiritual realm, he would have been non-physical, non-material. Ve'gam az haya b'ikoach merida az kaze. But he would still contain such a powerful force of rebellion, שהיה ממריד המלאכים נגד השם יזבור. He would cause the מלאכים to rebel. עד כדי כך הכוח הזה הוא מעצם מאוס האדם. We say here, how much it is part of the essence of man. It's not even limited to the physical realm. It's part of the essence of being human being, this desire to be completely free from any influence, any subjugation. הכוח הנגדיל הזה היא היראה. And we said the opposing force of this is יראה. במהי מסוגלס להניס האדם מפריקס אויל ויסמרדוס נגד הבירה. How is it that יראה is able to prevent the person from casting off a yoke, from rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer will come at the bottom of the next page. The answer takes an entire page. בספיליסינו אנו חוזרים תמיד על כך שהקדוש ברוך הוא חי וקיים. There's a recurring theme in our tefillos. Over and over we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is חי וקיים. כך אנו מסחילים מסיים. We begin. מוידי אני לפניך מלך חי וקיים שחזרתו בנשמוסי. So we state that Hashem is living. התפילה מסחילה, we say in ברוך שאמר, ברוך חי לא עד וקיים לא נצח. Once again. בביקס יוצר before the שמה, לאיל ברוך נעימו יסיתנו, למלך איל חי וקיים. זה מראי סמר. אחרי קיאס ים סוף, ונסנו ידידים זה מרויס שירויס וסישבחויס וכו', למלך אל חווה כיום. הברכה הראשונה במערים הזה, זה first ברוכה, in the evening, אל חי וכיום תמיד אם לא יכולן לעולם ועד. And תפילוי סיימים הנראים מלאיס מזה, תפילוי סיימים מלאים are saturated with this phrase, כגון באונסני תקף, בעתו מלך אל חי וכיום. Over and over the same theme. נגיע נא בעצמנו, let us think, מה האדם ישראל צריך לדעת מהקדוש ברוך הוא? What does every Jew, even ordinary, regular Jews, what does he need to know? רממוסוי, ייחודוי, מידי סביץ ברוך, his exalted nature and his oneness, etc. הרי רק לאדם גדול יש ידיעה ברורה בזה. Only great people have a clarity about these concepts. כל אדם צריך לדעת דבר אחד, but every Jew needs to know one thing at least. This is the bottom, the basic requirement. Shoi yisborach Elokim chayim. That every person needs to know. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a living God. Oy narich baze bezas Hashem b'mareches chayim. We'll dwell on this much later on. Kan nevayrak ma shetzich linenu. Here, we need to clarify what's necessary in our context. Hinei Yirmeyahu hanavi nilcham kol yamav neged avdei ililim. He battled throughout his days against the pagans, sheivdim lelilim meisim, who served these dead idols, who karalim dvarim mezaazim eile. These are some of his words in Perik Yud, Psukim Vav to Yud. Me'ein kamoicha Hashem, nizna lakiyu gadol ata v'gadol shimcha b'gvora, you are great. Mi lo yira'acha melech ha'goyim ki lecha ya'asa, who will not fear you, ki b'chol chachmei ha'goyim, b'chol malchusam, me'ein kamoicha, nizna lakiyu. And then he castigates the idolaters, v'achas yiba'aru v'yikaslu, they are foolish, musah avalim eitzu. They worship the wood, kesef merikam et rashish yuva, silver, v'zahav ba'if, v'zmaaseh harash v'day tzeref, speaks about gold, techez v'agama nebusham, they dress the idols in all sorts of expensive garments, maaseh harim kulam. V'ashem elikim emes, this is where we take the end of the Shema, it's Chazal took it from here, then we read, v'ashem elikim emes, hu elikim chayim u'melech oilam, a living God. Mikitzpoy tir'ah sha'aretz, from his anger, the land trembles, ולא יחילו גויים זעמוי, the nations cannot contain his anger. Now, in Vayikra Rabbah, in the Midrash, in Perek Chavav, למה הוא אמס, שואלים חזל? What is this, והשם אלוקים אמס, ואינים, שהוא אלוקים חיים ומלך עולם. It's connected to the continuation of the phrase, he is a living God. תירסינו הקדושי, תירס אלוקים חיים. The Torah is a Torah of a living God. Now, בוודאי, certainly, חייב יסבור עם נעלים בלי גבול מהחיים שלנו. His life, his, whatever that means, Hashem's existence is immeasurably, infinitely greater than ours. Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gviroil shar al zeh b'shiro gadol Kesem Malchus, the great Paitan Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gviroil in Kesem Malchus writes as follows. Ata chai, he speaks to Hashem, ve'lo yimizman kavo ve'lo me'is yedo, but not like we, who live from a given point to a given point. Ata chai ve'lo yike nefesh unshema, it's not like our life. We have a nefesh, we have a neshama, ki ata neshama la neshama, you like the neshama of the neshama. Ata chai, ולא כחיי אדם, להבל דמה וסופי אש ורימה. You are loved, but not like the life of a human being who resembles vanities and his end is to be buried and to be consumed by the אש ורימה. אתה חי ומגיע לסדך ימצא תנוג עולם, one who understands you will find eternal pleasure, ואוכל וחי לעולם. This is of course a play on words from eating from עץ החיים. At any rate, Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gviroil is clearly emphasizing the infinite gulf that separates our life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. But at the end of the day, we keep on emphasizing, Chai v'kayom, Chai v'kayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive. Now comes the answer to our previous question. Ata hat aznecha ushma. Listen carefully. Acharei hamabul yivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenoyach. He promises him as follows, Umo yira'achem v'chitchem yeh al kol chayas ha'oretz. Your terror will be upon all living creatures. They will fear you. V'chosav Rashi, as Rashi writes, the simple pshat v'chitchem v'eimaschem. Kmo yitiru chatat, he quotes a pasuk in Yov Perik Vav. Noach is being promised that as human beings, you will cast your fear upon other organisms. However, Rashi continues, v'agada, l'shein chayus, v'chitchem is derived from living. Shekol zman shatinok ben yomoy chay, ein atzerich l'shomo min achbarim. You can have a tiny baby, an infant, but alive. And he already has a certain influence on smaller creatures like mice. You don't have to guard him. They'll be afraid of him. Oig melech habashan, mace, tzarich leshomo min achbarim. But you have a giant like Oid Melech HaBashan, the moment it's a corpse, the moment he's dead, he's not alive anymore, then these creatures lose the fear and they would gnaw at his flesh. How long? When will you be able to cast fear on animals? And also, this is to look in Bereshit Saba Pegel Medalid. The point over here is Chayus Matila Moira. Life, a higher grade of life, always imposes fear on lower forms of life. The life of an infant must be sufficient that you don't have to guard him from the mice. They will naturally, instinctively fear because it's a higher form of life than theirs. Guf anak, a gigantic body, but dead, it's a corpse, doesn't cast fear on them. What we're saying is, benefesh shel adam chai yeshna segula zei. In the soul of a living human being, there is this property. Smaller creatures are afraid. Life imposes fear. Now comes the ultimate answer to the question we posed before. It's a kal v'chomer. If we see this, that life, even of an infant, already is enough to cast awe and fear on lesser creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoelikim Chayim Umelech Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a living God. And now we see why in the Tefillah, so we keep on repeating, Chay V'Kayom, Chay V'Kayom, Chay V'Kayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alachas Kama V'Chama Shu Matil Eima Al Adam. That infinitely greater life costs awe upon human beings. To summarize, Hu Asher Omarnu, what we said, Einanu Tzerichim Lodas MeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Hagzeis Shui Yisborach Chay. That's the basic requirement. Even if a person is not going to be great and to know of Hashem's Yichud and Midois, he needs to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chay. V'day bazeh lapil oleinu eima v'vachad. That's sufficient to cast upon us fear and trembling. Bifnei Chayim Nisgavim Eleh. When we face such an exalted life, a life which is so much greater than ours, Misbateles HaMerida V'Beita V'Nameis HaZarus. This tendency, this instinct to rebel, to kick, is negated, and the sense of alienation melts away. Kol Zarus his kachashus lechayus. Whenever we speak about Zarus, this alienation, it's really a denial of life. V'Noichach HaShem Elokim Emes. But when a person stands in front of HaShem Elokim Emes, these are the words of Yirmiyah over there in chapter Yud, Shu Elokim Chayim, so standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a living God, when a person faces such a life, misbateles hazarus, so this alienation is negated, one cannot then rebel. Again, to the Yerushalmi that you started off with, the Yerushalmi urges us to act out of yir'a, if you feel the sense of rebellion, remind yourself, that's where the effort comes in. Remember, you are a yore, the en yore, Mevait. A yore is not Mevait. Adkan.